Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is State of Emergency.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rianne Friend giving you that Friday energy on a Monday. Woo! You probably think we're drunk right now, so I can act drunk for you if you want me to be. I wish I was, but I'm not. It's Sunday. We were supposed to record on Friday. Things happen. Yeah. Friend, you take over.
You know what, guys? Sometimes you make plans and plans fall apart. Like Wednesday, we were so optimistic about what the weekend was going to be like, what we were going to do. Thursday, I started to feel a little under the weather. It was a problem. I really didn't want it to happen. Thursday night, I packed my sleepover bag for Friday with like hot girl clothes, leather pants, cute tops. Like I was ready to go out on Friday. But when I got to work on Friday, just like I felt so sick. We got a really bad cold. My sinuses were like feeling like I was going to explode. So thankfully, the kind humans that I work with, we said we would delay. Rhea took me home, took care of me. We watched movies all night. And we came in on Sunday to record the podcast instead.
Yes, so we did not get drunk. We watched Camp Rock, Camp Rock 2, and the Hannah Montana movie, which was fantastic. Although I wish I was drunk, I was not. But I was very relaxed.
Yeah.
Very relaxed.
It was just, it was hard because we really did want to go out, but I just really, I knew that I've done it before. Like, I've gone out with a cold, and, like, it just makes it so much worse.
Right.
Like, the hangover plus feeling like you can't breathe the next day is truly a just a terrible combination. I couldn't do it, so.
Yeah, the thing is,
I apologize. I apologize to you.
Yeah, I got over it, but I will say, Thursday night, I went to get drinks at a bar. But I limited myself.
Limited yourself
for
because
Friday.
We were going out on Friday.
And if I had known what was going to happen on Friday, I would have not limited myself whatsoever. I would have had at least four more drinks, I swear. Because I didn't want to go home. I was like, I'm doing this for the sake of tomorrow. I'm going to go home.
I'm so sorry.
And on Friday, I wasn't even hungover. You know, that's when you know. If I was hungover on Friday, I would have been like so pumped to lay on the couch. Although I was pumped. I like laying on the couch and doing nothing anyway, so it doesn't bother me. But I definitely would have drank more on Thursday night instead of being like, no, no, Rhea, two drinks and you have to go home because people are going to yell at you if you don't pace yourself. But otherwise, that's okay.
It was just bad timing. It was just a little bit of a buzzkill that I was not feeling well.
That's okay because we watched, like you said, a lot of movies.
And we watched the Taylor Swift documentary.
Oh, yes, we did. And we're going to talk about it on this podcast, so it works out. And we ate tons of good food, by
the
way. Although,
except you got screwed.
Once again. Yeah. I can't believe.
And delivery services just do not mix.
And you see it happen firsthand. Yeah. It's just crazy.
Every time I see it, I don't understand how it happens for you.
So
something's always forgotten or messed up.
Yeah.
Or,
we ordered dinner and Fran's like, oh, get those rice cakes that I like. I'm like, I got you, girl. Yep. The rice cakes you like. So I put them on the order along with a bunch of other stuff. Knowing Fran specifically wants these rice cakes.
Yeah.
Shows up, rice cakes not included. And I'm so upset. I'm like, oh my God, she didn't get her rice cakes. But then we ordered ice cream and Fran showed up and mine did not, which was really soul crushing.
Yeah.
So then I had to order an Oreo McFlurry with fries and a cheeseburger to make up for the fact that I didn't get the ice cream. Yeah,
it's true.
So it was good times.
It's true.
Good times.
The delivery guy came to our door like eight times on Friday.
Yeah. You know, I wonder what they think about me down there. The front desk.
The front desk. They're like, another delivery?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Are you sure you have the apartment number right?
Yeah, it's, they don't even call at this point.
I mean, it was,
because they usually call every time. They're not even calling at that point. It was four.
Four? No, three. We picked up lunch, so that doesn't count.
We picked up lunch, so true.
Yeah.
So it was three. Yeah. And then we walked and got
breakfast. It was three in like the matter of like 3 hours.
Yeah. I thought to myself yesterday because I ordered lunch, and then Hank got home from Miami, and we ordered dinner, and then Hank fell asleep really early, and I ordered Taco Bell. And after that moment when I was opening up the door for the Taco Bell, I was like, they must think I'm disgusting down there. They're like, who was living up there?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, you know, we walk through breakfast. Phases. I go through phases. Sometimes I cook a lot. Yeah, and then sometimes on a day, I just don't feel like
on a weekend where we were on a weekend where we determined, like, when we got home on Friday that we were just not going to do anything, that opens the door for endless deliveries.
Right.
It's just what happened.
We decided you were sick. It had to happen. It's just what happened. We couldn't go anywhere. I also have a question for you before we lead into the topics.
Okay.
So this was one I raised myself on the subway coming into the office today. Is it rude if you are with someone, a.k.a. your boyfriend, on the subway, and you start listening to music and they don't have their headphones? You know, sometimes, like, when I go into work, I like to get into the zone and listen to music.
Yeah.
And then me and Hank, he had to come to work also. So we rode together, and I was like, I'm still going to listen to my music, which he was fine with. He was like, yeah, of course, I forgot my headphones, or I would do the same thing.
No, I think it's totally fine.
And then I took one ear out. Because I felt it was rude to have both in. I was like, I gotta leave one out.
I really don't think so. I mean, you're both, like, on the move.
That's what
I was
thinking.
As long as you're like, I'm gonna listen to music. And he's like, okay.
But then I was getting really paranoid. Think about this. If somebody on the subway saw me and Hank and they were like, wow, Rhea's really rude. She just, like, puts her headphones in when she's next to Hank.
I don't think so.
I know. My paranoid mind just, like, starts thinking like a little crazy.
I think you might be overthinking it a tad.
I definitely was. Yeah. I definitely was just, like, high on the subway overthinking this. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's a totally normal thing. And you're okay. Everything's going
to
be okay.
Great. Great to hear. Okay. Long story short, we didn't get drunk, guys, but that doesn't mean we're not going to do it in the future.
Yeah.
Because we talked about that. We have to do more drunk podcasts. Yeah. We want to become the drunk podcast people. Only once in a while, though. Noah got nervous when I said that once.
Yeah. He was like, all the time.
No, not all the time. Like, once every few months.
Yeah.
So it's coming.
Okay.
We're due, because the last one was Jonas Brothers. We're due.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get into the topics for the podcast. We have ASAP Rocky and Rihanna. There are rumors that they are dating. So excited about this. Nikki and Brie Bella announced they're both pregnant. Joe and Kendall, you know them from the Bachelor franchise, they announced that they are broken up. We have to talk about Stormy's second birthday party. There was a video of Halsey yelling at somebody off the stage who was talking about G-Eazy. I'm so happy for her. We'd all do the same thing. Taylor Swift's documentary, we watched that on Netflix. And we have a great interview with Ben Higgins and Becca Kufrin. You know them, former Bachelor, former Bachelorette.
Yeah,
it was great.
Heavy Bachelor content coming your way.
Yeah, I have so many questions about The Bachelor, but it's going to be a Bachelor-filled week, like you
said.
Yeah,
it is.
So let's get into it with something non-Bachelor, ASAP Rocky and Rihanna.
All right, so there are a lot of rumors swirling around Rihanna and ASAP Rocky. Are they dating? Are they hanging out? What's going on?
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
We talked about Rihanna reuniting with Drake, and we thought that there maybe could be something. There's a picture of them kind of close together. Wanted to see if there was anything going on. When in reality, now the rumors are that Rihanna could be dating ASAP Rocky instead.
Fran, Yep. I just want to say that if these rumors are false, I'm going to be pissed. But Page Six reported it, yeah, and multiple other people. So now I'm starting to believe it. Apparently, they had spent some time in New York. They shared the same suite in New York together.
Yeah.
And honestly, this is my dream couple. If they are a real couple, they'll be my number one couple, no question. Justin and Haley, sorry, move over. Yeah. You're bumped down 100%.
Like, yeah,
I don't even have to think about that.
Yeah.
I love ASAP Rocky. Mm-hmm. I love Rihanna. Them together is the most beautiful couple.
And also just like the most beautiful, intimidatingly cool couple.
So they're just, that's why I think they click, yeah, because he's really cool, she's really cool, and they both just, right, they both have the same style, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. They just fit together.
They're also just like, yeah, I mean, they're really just both so cool. Kind of both have that badass mentality.
Right.
Now, a lot of outlets were reporting this. It started, I think, from The Sun. And now there are a few saying that it's not true, which I don't want to alarm you, but E!
Disgusted.
E! News did,
like this.
E! News did write that this week a report surfaced claiming Rihanna had moved on with ASAP Rocky, but E! News has learned nothing romantic is going on between the two. Rihanna is single. She just got out of a long, intense relationship. She wants to be single and isn't going to jump into something. She's hanging out with ASAP Rocky, but she is not dating him. Now,
oh, she's hanging out with him.
She said they have a long history and she's just having fun.
I could be happy with that.
See, right, that's what I'm saying. A quote like that, where you're like, oh, they're hanging out, they're having fun. Okay, that could turn into something.
That can evolve. The two of them are banging is good enough for me.
That can evolve, yeah.
It's good enough for me. I'm like, oh my God, two beautiful people having sex like that? Good for you guys.
What a rebound.
I'm happy for you. What a rebound.
I mean, fuck Drake. Rihanna could have whoever she wants.
Fuck Drake. If I could, I would go ASAP Rocky over Drake any day. Any day.
Well, yeah. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
From a attractiveness standpoint.
Attractiveness standpoint, yeah.
Very fair.
Music standpoint, if, yeah, I was asked if I can only listen to ASAP Rocky's music or Drake's music, that's a question I would have trouble answering.
Rhea, if you could only listen to ASAP Rocky's music or Drake's music, which would you choose?
I don't know.
Well, once you have again, to answer. Pick one.
No, I just...
Do it. Pick one.
Oh, my God. The thing is, Drake has a bunch of classics, right?
Yeah.
His songs, they never get old.
Yep. But you
ASAP
are a big
Rocky.
Fan. Yeah. I know. Think about it.
Is my number one rapper, like, ooh, I don't pick Drake because I just feel like.
Nikki and Brie Bella are both pregnant. Both. And their due dates are like less than 2 weeks apart, 2 weeks apart, less than 2 weeks apart. They have this whole People magazine spread. They look amazing. I'm so excited for them. It's absolutely insane that this was, they said, unplanned, that they are just both pregnant at the same time and could potentially have babies on like the exact same day. Twins are so weird, I would not be surprised if they go into labor at the same time.
I am so freaked out by this. Although, congratulations, it's a beautiful thing. I'm so happy for them.
I'm
so freaked out, though. How does
so
this happen?
Exciting.
Two twin sisters accidentally get pregnant at the same time.
Yeah.
And also have their due dates within the same 2 weeks as each other. It's not like one's due a few months before and then whatever.
No.
They are due
less
two
than
weeks
two
apart.
Weeks.
They could
they're
have
due,
it on the same day.
They're due a week and a half apart.
A week and a half apart. They could be going into labor on the same day. This is just unbelievable.
Bree said, wait, twins being pregnant at the same time? People are going to think that's a joke. We both are shocked. People are going to think we planned it, but you can't really plan pregnancy. Nikki said, it was a total surprise. It took even me a good week to come to terms with like, oh my gosh, I'm pregnant. I'm not ready for it. Brie, who has her daughter Birdie, with she's two, was shocked to learn she conceived shortly after she decided she was, quote, meant to have one child. She said, my husband and I were trying for 7 or 8 months, but then I felt in my heart it was a sign from God, like, you guys are good with one, so we stopped trying. When we were in France meeting Artem's family, I felt a little off, irritated, uncomfortable. When we got home, took a test 2 days before Thanksgiving, positive, pregnant. Unbelievable.
So when we interviewed them, were they pregnant?
When did we interview them? December? When was the date?
It was like mid-December, I think.
So then, yeah. Barely. Like, just barely. If she said they took a test 2 days before Thanksgiving, and Nikki said that they weren't trying, but she just had a feeling. She said she was in yoga. I was getting this feeling that you need to take a pregnancy test. I wasn't even late. And I'm like, why do I keep having this feeling? Am I getting twin vibes from her? Because she just told me she's pregnant. And then she took a test and found out she was pregnant.
I have chills thinking about
this. It's crazy.
Twins, it's a whole other level. I was thinking, like, did they plan, okay, we're both going to try and get pregnant at the same time. Like, let's do this.
No, it really seems like they not. For Brie to say, like, she had mentally decided that she was only going to have one kid and she was happy with that, like, yeah, that is insane.
And for Nikki to be like, I just had this twin feeling that I should take a pregnancy test.
Yep.
In what world? I knew they had some.
And now, like, what is it called? Yeah. Oh, it's twin telepathy for sure. And now they could potentially, like, they could be having babies on the same day or close enough. Like, their children will basically be twins. I know they're cousins, but cousins who are will be about the same age. They'll probably be like, you know, brother, sister, whatever the dynamic is. Kind of crazy. It really is. I feel like that's, I mean, this is me putting words in people's mouths, but
just
twins,
totally making it
up. Yeah. I'm not a twin. How would I know? But I feel like twins, when you're kids, or, you know, you get to those teenage years, you laugh and joke about, like, how funny would it be if we had babies at the same time? We could raise, like, I feel like that would be something you would want to do with your twin, if you like your twin. Maybe you hate your twin. Right. But if you like your twin.
I don't think twins hate each other, really.
I bet you there are some twins out there that.
I've only heard of loving twins.
I know.
I'd love to hear some hate twin stories. Let me know if you have them.
If you hate your twin, let us know.
Oh, please.
Let us know. I feel like we normally hear about twins that are close or best friends or, you know, close enough.
Right.
So makes me think that potentially this could be something that you dreamed of when you were a kid, that you would have kids like around the same age so that they could all hang out and have cousins. I feel like this could also be like the Kardashians have talked about it a billion times, about how they always wanted to have kids like around the same time so that all of their children could be super close with their cousins. They had a huge family. They want their children to be part of a huge family. So it just makes me think that like this could not have gone better for them. I'm so, so excited for them.
I know. I'm so excited for them just because they have each other now. You know what I mean? In this whole thing, it would be, you know, it's hard enough when you're pregnant alone, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Never been pregnant. But
they have each other.
Now they have each other.
I can't believe Nikki was here and she was engaged and pregnant and kept that a secret.
Well, I mean, she wasn't going to drop it on us.
But I'm just saying this, like, to keep that a secret for so long is now January. It's very impressive.
Right. Yeah, it is.
Very impressive.
I wouldn't be able to.
Definitely not. But we are ecstatic for them. That is so, so exciting.
Moving on. Getting over, but not the same it seems to me, 'cause you've been gone, I'm growing older, but I still can't seem to get you off my mind.
So one of our favorite Bachelor in Paradise couples, Grocery Store Joe and Kendall, they were living together in LA, they seemed super happy, but it came out this week that they have split up. They released a statement to BachelorNation.com that said, "We have decided mutually to go our separate ways. Joe has made the decision to move back to Chicago while Kendall will be remaining in her hometown of Los Angeles. Our family and friends have always been an extremely important element to who we are as people. We can't imagine continuing our lives without them closer, especially when thinking of starting a family of our own one day. We both respect each other's decision and still have a great deal of love for each other. We appreciate all the love and support everyone has given us throughout our relationship." So that's it. They're done. It's sad. It's sad because it's like a very real reason why they broke up. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like real life shit.
Right. I don't really have that much of an opinion on these.
Yeah.
Two. I don't know why. I felt like I have nothing really to, like, they just didn't do it for me that much. You know, I kind of forgot about them.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed them as a couple,
but
I feel
like
sad for them.
We kind of forgot about them because they were normal and just, like, went away. They were in L.A., like,
right.
living together,
cute.
Being a couple. But it makes sense. Like, I guess they got to that point where they were talking about starting a family or what it would be like if they got married. And Kendall clearly wants to stay in L.A. and Joe wants to be in Chicago. And they could not agree, so they had to break up, which is pretty sad.
Very fair. And I'm sure it's extremely sad. It definitely wasn't an easy decision for them. And maybe one of them will change their mind in the long run and they'll get back together. Who knows what can happen? But for now,
right.
it seems like she definitely wants to stay in L.A. Grocery store Joe, not about the L.A. life, it seems.
Yeah, I think, like they said, like they're just both very close with their families, and he has always seemed like he loved Chicago, so that's his home. And he was even kind of joking about it on Instagram. He posted this picture of himself with the caption, "Never gave her," it was just of him, and he wrote, "Never gave her the photo credit when we were dating, so it's only fair," and then tagged Kendall. So we're making jokes. Like, I guess they're at that point that, I don't know, that's gonna be hard. I feel for them. I just, like, I feel sad because I feel like that's like a real life problem that real life relationships have. And you kind of always think of the bachelor couples as like not real relationships, mm-hmm. but that was like a very real life problem.
Right. And also, I don't know how easy it is to just like start making jokes with that person.
Mm-hmm.
But
here
I
we
guess
are.
They're figuring it out.
Exactly. So, grocery store Joe back on the market, Kendall back on the market. I'm sure he's going to be a hot commodity in Chicago, that's for sure.
Who will they date next?
Yeah.
Maybe with the festivals coming up. Coachella, Stagecoach.
So true.
We'll see some action.
So true.
One can
Stagecoach.
Another Kardashian birthday party to be jealous of. It was Stormy.
Ugh.
Stormy's second birthday, Kylie Jenner. She throws the best parties. We see it every single time, especially for Stormy. They're extravagant. The second birthday party looked like the most fun party that anyone could ever attend. I was insanely jealous.
I mean, bury me in Stormy World. Like, that is, I just don't understand. Every year it's like, oh, how could you do better than the last party? And then bam, it's like Stormy World part two. If she just continues to do Stormy World every year for this little girl's birthday, I can't even imagine. It seemed like she had to rent out a convention center. Like, it was like an indoor amusement park. It had multiple worlds.
I'm so confused about this because, first of all, it's fucking awesome that all these adults get to go, because I think the
yes.
party is more
yes.
geared for adults to have fun in a kid world. I don't know how many kids are going to
it's
this
like going
thing.
To Disney.
I don't know if there's alcohol in the lemonade she's posting
yeah.
or if it's just lemonade. I don't know what's going on at this place. I want to be there, though, really, really bad.
Oh my God.
If you get invited to Stormy's birthday party, you're the coolest person in the world. You're in the cool people club.
I was watching.
If you get invited
stories.
To one of the Kardashian kids' birthdays,
yeah, I was
Jenner
watching
kids.
These stories, and I was uncomfortably jealous of like small children. Like
me too.
I was watching like Chrissy's story, Chrissy Teigen and John were there with Luna, and like Jen Atkin posted this story of Luna like housing these ribs that looked delicious.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I am so jealous of these little kids who are just running around having the time of their lives. There was a Stormy World like store that you could go and get Stormy World apparel.
Yep, I saw that. I was like going to look on the market online to see if
I
can get some sweatshirts.
And for a second I was like, oh, I wonder if people have to pay for this. And then I was like, that was the dumbest question I asked myself ever. Of course it's all, everybody can probably just take it.
Comes with the experience.
Comes with the price of admission.
Right. I imagine the most fun about having a child is just like doing what they do, but it seems like you're just doing it for your kid, but you're enjoying it too. Like, I think if I have kids or when I have kids, I'm going to have so much fun just playing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, whatever it is, bringing them to birthday parties, just we're going to play all the time, whatever it is.
I had this conversation recently because my mom and my sister are going to Disney World in a couple of weeks, and I was really jealous because I haven't been in a while. I really want to go. Nobody wants to go.
We should go to Universal.
And I really want to go. And my friends were making fun of me, and they were like, why would you want to go now? And when you're older, you're going to have to bring your kids. Like, why don't you just like go then? I'm like, I don't want to go and bring my kids. I want this to be about me, not my kids.
Right. Well, you could go again with your kids.
Yeah, exactly.
There's not really a limit.
No, there's not. But apparently it's frowned upon.
We should go to Universal. I know some other people that want to go.
Yeah.
You should just take a weekend. You want to go to Disney, but
I want to go to both. I'll do it all.
Not all in one weekend. There's multiple parks.
Yeah.
You can't do it all in one weekend.
You could do one day at Magic Kingdom and one day at Universal.
Oh, that sounds like a
dream.
Doesn't
that sound amazing?
I recently have been to both. Like, not too long ago. I 2015 was the last time I was
2016,
both of there. It was 5 years ago.
I think 2016 I was at Universal. But I haven't been to Disney World in a very long time.
Yeah, I went to Disney for my my senior trip in high school, that everybody, they bring the entire grade to Disney.
Yep, yep.
They tape the doors, all that nonsense. That was the last time I was there. But it just seems like Stormy World, or
it's funny that we just related Stormy World to literally Disney World.
Like, yeah, I mean, there's rides and there's everything.
Stormy World is straight up Disney World. Kylie Jenner is on her way to being fucking Walt Disney.
It's crazy. She's a billionaire. I mean,
Kylie Jenner could just create Stormy World, like a legitimate amusement park that is dedicated to her daughter, and it is Stormy themed, and you pay to go. That's something she should think about. Something she should think about.
She should open that up to the masses because, honestly,
I gotta say, all the animated, like all of the storm, like the Stormy mascot and the Stormy like face and stuff, was starting to freak me out after I saw it for like the 100th time. I was like, this is a little freaky. Like the claw pulling the Stormy heads out of the thing. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, I was like, what if the kids don't want all of these Stormy
faces,
stuffed animals that are around their house? You know, it's their friend. Like, it is. It's cool, but it's also, you know,
it was just like,
if I had your face all around my house, I don't think I'd get rid of
totally. But going as part of the Kendall Jenner, Hailey Bieber squad that was just there and having the time of their lives looked amazing. That's
the dream.
Chloe posted so many stories of True in Troll World. There was Troll World, there was Stormy World, Frozen World. Frozen World did look so cool. And they had the troll characters there again. And True, there's videos like of True jumping and dancing with the troll doll. It's so freaking cute. And I do love, like, they will have all of these memories. Like, once again, I'm so jealous of these little kids because I'm like, when they get older, they'll be able to watch this stuff back and be like, wow, our parents throw us the best parties.
Right. I also love how Stormy has multiple moms.
Oh yeah.
Like Stassi.
Oh yeah.
Is also Stormy's mother.
Everyone was wishing Stormy a happy second birthday.
Right.
With like very heartfelt messages
and very heartfelt pictures. Like they were really close with Stormy.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole party really just looked unbelievable. Frozen World was completely made of ice, like the ice furniture. I don't know how they do it. Kylie Jenner, I just would love to know how much money she spent on that party.
Millions. Millions.
You think?
Yes.
It's got to be close, right?
It's got to be like at least 1 million, right? More than that.
Maybe more.
She has rides in there.
Yeah. And it was a full-blown amusement park.
Think about all the workers she has to pay.
Yeah, there was people walking around with food. There was people working like the doors. There was people dressed up as everyone. Like, there were so many different aspects to this.
Yeah, it's
decorations, getting all the stuff.
I wonder if she also gets presents, Stormy, from her parents.
Yes. Yes. Like, I mean,
they're just constantly buying stuff.
Stormy's closet is better than anything we could ever dream of having.
Ugh. I know. I don't even. I'm so jealous.
I'm sure Stormy got like some blinged out diamond necklace or something that has says like some says
Stormy.
Stormy. I actually think she already has that. So
Stormy just is a cool name now too.
Yeah.
I don't know how I felt about it at first, but I'm all in on it.
I don't know. It's tough after hearing like the 30th Instagram story in a row of Kylie just going Stormy.
Well, that would be like any name.
No, I
what
know.
If I was going Fran?
Yeah, but after something about every... no, but so, yeah, that's. That is true. That is true. It's just the high pitched.
Yeah.
The way it comes out from
Franceschi.
Yeah.
Like that would be so annoying too. And
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But boy, did it look like a fun party. Once again, we were wondering how she was going to be able to top the 1 year birthday, and she did it. Like she said, like it was written on all the stuff. Two is better than one.
Three is going to be insane.
Next year, three will be better than two.
Her 16th birthday, her sweet 16 is going to be on the moon. Like, there's no other thing that you can do at that point, right?
I can't even think that far. Like, I don't even know what technology we'll have at that point that, like... Like, there'll be holograms of people performing. It'll be like Coachella. Like, basically, like, it'll be Coachella, like, for
Yeah,
Stormy.
You could buy tickets.
Yeah. I
unbelievable. I hope so, actually. I'm dying to go.
It's just every year you think...
Oh, wait. I'll be, like,
we'll be
40
so old.
Years old.
We'll be so old. Every year, I will be 40. So, not... Yeah. Yes. So, anyway... every year, we just wonder how it's going to get better. And she does it.
Mm. Can't wait for
billionaire,
next year.
Billion with a B. Tell me how you feel sitting up there. Feeling so high, but you're far away to hold me. You know I'm the one who put you up there. Name in the sky, does it ever get lonely? Thinking you could live without me. Thinking you could live without me. Maybe I'm the one who put you up there. I don't know why. I don't know why. Thinking you could live without me. Live without me. Maybe I'm the one who put you up there. I don't know why.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So it obviously was just Super Bowl weekend. We're recording this on Sunday where it has been post parties, but pre Super Bowl. So the game has not happened yet, but we've seen all the stuff from all the parties. There's been a lot of great performances. It also rained a lot, so things were canceled. Harry Styles had to cancel his show. The Barstool party got rained out. So there's a lot of drama down there with the clubs and the music and everything. You saw so many videos of celebrities down there. But Halsey was performing Saturday night, and I guess she was being heckled by somebody who kept screaming Jeezy's name over and over and over until she lost her shit and stormed over to the area and was like, say his name one more fucking time, I will kick you out of this fucking club.
I loved it. I loved every second of it, honestly. And then she put on her story and she was like, I shouldn't have to sum it up, just like, yeah, how you don't have to feel bad and feel sorry that you like acted, quote unquote, acted out or whatever it is, because like if somebody was screaming that at you constantly, yeah, you would also freak out. Also, fuck G-Eazy. Yeah. Once again, if somebody screamed G-Eazy's name at me, I would also say fuck that guy. Yeah. Now imagine Halsey, who has an actual past relationship with G-Eazy that seemed like did not end well,
yeah,
by the way,
yeah,
from listening to her album.
It seemed incredibly toxic. She's singing about it. She's pouring her heart and soul in her music. She's performing, and you have some idiot just yelling G-Eazy over and over again. I would lose my shit too.
Yeah, she was like, I will kick your fucking ass, yeah, which I loved. I mean, imagine Halsey coming up to you saying she'll kick your ass.
You know what
I would
really?
Run and hide and scream.
Well, you know what really cracked me up in the video? Like, she turned so sharply to the area and like walked over, and everybody in that area must have been so petrified because she was like, who is it? And you just see like a billion hands go up and they're just like pointing down at one person. They're like, it wasn't us.
It was that guy. It wasn't me. Yeah.
I swear to God, like everybody who wasn't screaming it, they were ready to throw that person onto the bus so fast. Good. Because she looked so mad.
I mean, she so should mad. Be. Fuck that guy.
And yeah, what an easy. Asshole.
I mean, who just like... Why do you have to be annoying like that? Why yeah. are people just annoying? I yeah. always wonder, like...
I can't imagine. It. Like, it's like, you just... Imagine just showing up. I feel like Ariana Grande could almost do the same thing. You're at an Ariana Grande show. Somebody in the front row just yells Pete Davidson a billion times. Like,
yeah, I feel like that has happened before. Yeah,
probably. I'm yeah. sure it's annoying as hell.
Yeah, exactly. But anyways,
no
Halsey.
No Halsey handled, our girl.
Handled it like boss, like usual. She's so yeah. intimidating.
Yeah.
I don't know how anyone could just... do that. I don't think it'll ever happen again.
I know. It was an insane weekend of seeing. Did you see Post Malone bringing all that money into mm-hmm. the club? Singles. Yep. It's just insane. Cardi B looked like she had a wild time. Culture. She was in LA at Stormy World.
Yeah. Well, you know, good for her. She got yeah. the invite, which means she's cool.
And Cardi B and Offset were just living it up. Strip club. I was watching Cardi B's story Saturday night before I went to bed and was just scrolling and was like, oh, boobs. Oh, oh. Yeah. I was like, oh boy.
I get nervous whenever Cardi B and Offset are in a strip club. I'm like, what? Super Nobody fair. Fight anybody this Super time.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Let's keep it clean.
Yep. Agreed.
Throw some bills. Appreciate. Get mm-hmm. out. No fighting.
No, I know. It looked like another great musical Super Bowl weekend. Harry Styles came out with Lizzo.
Oh my God. I am definitely going to the Harry Styles concert in July. I have decided.
I'm going. I told you.
Hank is going with me. How great. He decided.
Wow.
Yeah, I asked him.
He's made the turn, huh?
Well, no, I asked him.
Well, I feel like you've played it a billion times that he's got to like it by now, right?
He has to. I play it every day. But I asked him thinking that he would say no.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I'll go. I was like, yes. I'm so excited. Hell I've been yeah. thinking in the shower how I'm going to react to when Harry comes out on stage and sings the whole thing
there's
again.
There's two nights. So just, you know, go the night that I'm going.
I'm going on Wednesday.
I don't know which night. Did you already buy your tickets?
No, I didn't buy my tickets. Oh. Hank said it was going to be part of my birthday gift because it's in July.
Well, you know, that's true. That's very sweet.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, he's going to get you good seats.
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
I am already tearing up thinking about it. I love this album more than any album I've ever listened to in my entire life.
Oh, I'm going on Tuesday. That's unfortunate.
No, part of my take before it's late on Tuesdays. Yep. Can't do that.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, that was good. Another segment of us planning.
Yes. We'll have to talk about it after, I guess. hope something cool doesn't happen the night you go.
Yeah. Or I hope it does. Yeah. You know, it's the last night in New York. Just saying. I'm kidding. But not.
But not at all.
Not at all. 'Cause the players gonna play, 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 play. And the haters gonna hate, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it off, I shake it off. A heartbreak is gonna break, 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 break. And the fake is gonna fake, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Taylor Swift's new documentary, aka Miss Americana, was released on Netflix on Friday. We have watched it. We watched it together. It was an emotional ride. Honestly, I cried a lot from being really happy for Taylor Swift, for being sad for Taylor Swift. It really gave you a great inside look to their life, well, her life, but also Justin Bieber's was released this week as well. Yeah. And I thought the same thing. Like, you just feel more compassion for them.
100%. And we have talked about that before, too. Like, anytime you see the inside look, you actually see the emotions behind these headlines that happen or what's going on. It's eye-opening. You totally have a different opinion after seeing a lot of it. But it was incredibly well done. I thought the whole thing, like the structure of it, was really cool. I liked a lot of the old stuff and just her growing and becoming so famous and just like the pressure she felt. And the whole thing was also like very politically driven, which I guess we knew it was going to be in it because it was in the trailer, mm-hmm. but it was a lot of it.
And way more thought went into it than
totally
we can ever imagine.
It's
because
insane.
it was more of like her PR people were freaking out, her dad was freaking out, and she was like, well, I really don't care anymore, because it is something where I guess entertainers are trained, like, you know, don't talk about this, like, just do your job.
Right. It is what especially it is. Especially in country music.
Exactly. Too. And she felt very strongly about it, which I'm happy for her. And I think that it was a really good thing that she did that, because so many people listened to her, which was like a great moment when they all realized how many people listened to her. And she was so excited, which I thought that was a great outcome to what people were nervous about.
Right.
And I also think the one thing where she talks about her eating disorders, and there was a clip of Nikki Glaser, which I thought was an amazing interaction this weekend. There was a clip of multiple people like shitting on Taylor and like her weight and whatnot. And there was a clip of Nikki Glaser who was like, ew, she's so skinny. Like, look at her with her model friends, like making fun of Taylor Swift. And Nikki Glaser had wrote this whole post on Instagram and Twitter apologizing to Taylor because she's a huge Taylor Swift
fan. She was like petrified.
And she was like, I am a huge, huge Taylor Swift fan. I was horrified when I heard my own voice in this. I too have struggled with having an eating disorder, and I was probably feeling fat that day. And like, you know, I was projecting what I was feeling about myself, and I lashed out because I was jealous. And this whole long thing on Instagram, which I thought was a really, really well said post, because of course, we've all been there where we've said something about someone where if we could take it back, we would 100%. Like, people change. And it's also projection. Like, you feel something about yourself and whatnot. So I thought that Nikki Glaser handled that really well. And then Taylor Swift commented because it reached Taylor, which was the goal by Nikki.
Yeah, I think, you know, she had said, Nikki had said, I really have no need to post this other than to apologize to someone who seriously means so much to me. She talked about, you know, getting death threats from some diehard Taylor fans, which she totally understood. She just hopes that this could somehow get to her. She said that her song The Man is the inspiration for her new hour of material, and that the song is in multiple iterations during her current tour. She's like, I love you, Tay. Can't wait to watch 99.97% of your new doc. And then Taylor wrote, wow, I appreciate this so much. And one of the major themes about the doc is that we have the ability to change our opinions over time, to grow, to learn about ourselves. I'm so sorry to hear that you've struggled with some of the same things I've struggled with. Sending a massive hug. Which was just, it was, like you said, really a nice interaction. And Taylor was right. Like, I feel like the whole arc of the documentary was Taylor growing into this woman who has opinions and wants her voice to be heard, and it was a great connection between them.
Right. And I felt like it was just really big of Taylor Swift to comment on Nikki Glaser's thing, because of course when somebody says something bad about you, you automatically don't want to forgive that person, or like you want to act like you hate that person or whatever. But what Nikki Glaser said was just so real and raw and true that it was like, how can you not believe what she's saying? Like, she clearly is a Taylor Swift fan and was just, you know, had a nasty comment that day.
Yeah.
So it's good to see that things can change, and Taylor Swift can be like forgiving to those people, as well as those people can apologize and realize that their words can hurt.
Definitely. And I thought some of my other favorite parts of the documentary were, I just like, and it's the same with Justin Bieber, watching the music process for these songs that you love so much and seeing like how they're built and how much time and energy and thought goes into them is really cool. Mm-hmm. Just like the production process, the writing process is always so cool to see. And then I thought the very brief but very sweet moments with her boyfriend, with Joe, was really cute.
Yeah, those were really adorable, although we didn't see much. And I feel bad that I don't like the song Me, because like she was so excited about it. Yeah. And
I think the documentary made me like it a little bit more, but still.
I loved how she said, I want the music video just to be a flood of what my brain and my imagination thinks. Yeah. Because that's really cool to like have enough, like basically money and power to actually put your brain right in front of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you could just be like, I want these people running around this way and that way and that way, and she could just do it all and make it happen, which is awesome.
I said it to you when we were watching it, like watching the music videos be made is so interesting, because it's like the making music videos. I don't know. I just feel like we don't really see the behind the scenes on that as much. So like, her criticizing herself for just like the way that they have to shoot everything, especially with a video like that, that was so intense and huge and larger than life, was really cool. I mean, the whole thing, like he said, was very, very, very well done. Very well done.
I thought it was really well done as well. I'm excited. You know, that was the best it could be. We're not going to get anything else. So like the hour and a half, we have to deal with that. Justin Bieber, on the other hand, like, I'm confused what's going on with this documentary. We haven't talked about it yet, but we watched the first four episodes. They were 10 minutes each.
Yeah.
Where's the other half? Like, I'm confused on what's going on.
I think...
I wish we got what Taylor Swift gave us with just, like, an hour and a half Netflix documentary or YouTube. Like, when Demi Lovato... I compared this last week. Like, when Demi Lovato just put the whole thing on YouTube.
I think we paid for YouTube Premium so that we could get four episodes on Mondays. Like, because normally it's two, it would have been two, I guess two on Monday and two on Wednesday, and we just got the four on Monday. I'm thinking maybe it'll be the same thing this Monday that we'll get the next four.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know how much.
When it's all out, we'll talk about the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, because it has been bits and pieces, and I also don't know how long it's going to go. Like, it might just be four more, and then that's it, because that would be... 80 minutes ish. Like, is it going to be more than that? I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
Definitely not.
So we'll see. But big props to Taylor for filming all of those moments. She was very, very vulnerable, and we got to see like just into her brain a little bit, and it was really, really great.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
We are here with two very special guests, Becca Kufrin and Ben Higgins. You know them from the Bachelor franchise, former Bachelor, former Bachelorette. We've been wanting you guys on the show for a long time, so we're very happy you're here. Welcome.
Thank you.
I think like our as our podcast has kind of gotten more popular, we've had more access to people from the shows, which has been so great. But like, there are so many past people that I'm like, oh my God, I wish we were doing this then so we could talk to them. Yeah. So I'm very excited to have you guys.
This is not a lie. I bet between my buddies and just people I meet, your podcast is the one where people ask, why haven't you gone on it yet? Like, the Love most that. Out of any other podcast, people are like, why haven't you? And I'm like, I don't know. They just don't ask me. So I'm glad to be asked now.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. Honestly, that's an honor. Tell your friends thank you. But yeah, we've honestly been wanting both of you on the show for a while. And before we had like a booker actually do that for us, we just DM people. And it was kind of when we were just starting out. So it was like that's awkward. We didn't really know how to DM people to come on the show. So we just didn't. Like, we just let it go. But yeah, welcome. You guys have a lot going on. Yeah. We'll start off by talking about The Bachelor live on stage. We'll get to the other stuff after. But we want to hear about this.
Yeah, I'm very intrigued because I kind of know like the outer shell of what this is supposed to be. But I want to hear like from you guys what actually the show entails.
Right. Well, that's the number one question we always get. Everyone's like, how does this work?
Yeah.
So we're hitting 66 cities. In every city, we're going to have one local Bachelor, 10 contestants, hoping to make a connection like you see on the show. Now, obviously, what makes The Bachelor and Bachelorette so special and what it is like the group dates, the challenges, the rose ceremonies, all of those iconic things will be on our stage in a span of 2 hours and 20 minutes. But what's going to be really fun is Bachelor Nation is finally going to be a part of something, a part of this. You know, oftentimes we're behind the screen,
right.
screaming at the TV mm-hmm. for people that we love or that we hate, or we're crying over, like, the girls going home or the guys going home, or if you're in my case, maybe laughing sometimes.
Yeah.
but this is really going to be a chance for them to now interact and give us their feedback of who they think our bachelor should end up with. So it's just going to be a wild, fun show. It's going to be so different in every city because we have new contestants, obviously, within each city. But we are just really excited to get going on this. And I can't wait. So you guys please have to come.
The concept is amazing. We were talking
we
were trying to figure out.
I was just messaged like an hour ago by the venue that you guys are doing the show in Philly mm-hmm. that they like want. They were. They're emailing me something that I'm like, oh God, I hope they don't ask me to do this because one, I can't, but I want to come. Like, I want to do it or, you know, watch at least.
Yeah.
Please do. But, do you know the format of it yet?
Like, kind of, not really. I keep reading it and I'm reading it. Reading it is not doing the trick.
But give them the pitch.
Let's walk through this together.
Okay.
Slowly, start from the beginning.
So you're going to walk into this evening, every theater, it's going to feel like you're walking into a cocktail party.
Close your eyes and imagine
this. Yeah, just imagine this. Just mm-hmm. let this take you somewhere really special. Okay. So you're walking into a cocktail party. Once you enter into the theater, it's going to feel like you're walking into the Bachelor Mansion. The team has put a ton of effort to make sure that the theater looks like the Bachelor Mansion. So you're going to be sitting in your seats feeling like you're fully involved. And then it starts with
that was
limo
all
entrance.
I needed
I
to hear.
Now exactly. I'm like, okay, I'm coming.
Roses,
give me tickets, please.
That was all I needed to hear. Okay, continue.
And then the Bachelor walks out. You get to meet him like you would during the show. And there's a real limo that will pull up on stage, and 10 wonderful women from that hometown, his hometown, will get out of that limo, and they'll meet for the first time. And so then you walk into the evening, and there's going to be first impressions, obviously.
Yeah.
Group dates, and so we have some really fun like. Games and events like group dates that will be going on stage. You'll have fantasy suites. You'll have one-on-one dates, hometowns, all leading up to that final rose. And here's a little sneak peek. People go, how in the world are you going to do this in 2.5 hours? It's fast. It's a performance. It's fun. It's real people doing this, though. And so Becca and I's job is to kind of navigate and push it along with dancers that
channel
are helping.
Channel your inner Chris Harrison.
100%.
Right. Ben's already a pro at that.
Yeah.
I fake it well. Yeah. But we just did this other night, kind of a test run with real people involved. And the Bachelor looked at me at the very end. He goes, I don't know how you do this in real life. This hurts so bad. This is so hard. I don't want to say goodbye to these women. I'm like, perfect. This is all we need.
Wow.
We just need this moment every night. And I think we'll get it.
That was all you needed to hear, that this is going to be like a major success. I mean, obviously it is anyway because of the concept. But just to know that he felt that at the end of this.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like
and,
he feels
it. Yeah. And that was a very condensed version of our condensed version.
Yeah.
It's like, but the feelings are going to be there. Like, the guy's going to, of course, it's going to be a short time to get to know these girls, but it's hard sending people home. It's hard to say, it's just not there. I'm sorry. So you're going to get that, like, the awkward nerves at times. You're going to get the comedy, hopefully. You're going to get a little bit of romance. Like, we want to see it all on our stages every single night.
It's like when girls meet their best friend at a bar and they only know them for those 2 hours, but you just don't want to leave them.
And then you cry in the bathroom stall together because she shared her lipstick with
you.
Yep,
right.
Yeah, you have that moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, I think, especially Bachelor Nation is so dedicated. So I feel like everybody that's going to come to the show is going to be so invested in either like the couple working out or, you know, hoping that it works out. Is it just like, how is the casting situation? Like, is every show cast already? Like, do people apply to this?
So we're actually still going through applications. Okay. So if anyone out there is single and ready to do this with us, please, you can still go on to BachelorLiveOnStage.com.
Oh
you
God,
can.
I've
actually nominated.
I want to sign up all my friends.
Well, I have. I signed up one of my good guy friends back in Minneapolis because he's single. He's so cute. He just is the whole package. I'm like, I'm going to put you on the stage.
Yeah.
And so, like you can get tickets there. You can still apply. We've actually gone through some of the applicants so far and have picked people that have really either stood out because they have a great story behind them or because we know they're going to be entertaining and hopefully bring some drama and comedy. And so that's been one of the fun parts so far in this, is just going through and being able to select some of the people that we really want to truly get behind and be like, I want this person to find mm-hmm. someone. You know, I'm not to say it's love by the end of this, but at least a connection where they can continue. Like, I want the stories. When Ben and I start this, like, the first show is Mesa, on February 13th. And I want to hear in the last show in Austin that, like, our couple for Mesa
right.
has still been going out. I want to see photos of their dates, everything yeah. all. And, like, and we had a say in that because Bachelor, the franchise, has given us so much and right. has done so many amazing things. I mean, obviously, I found Garrett yeah. out of it. But we want to, this is kind of our part to now give back to the franchise and to the fans.
Right.
I love it. I wish we got Trent, like, if we knew earlier to get Trent up on stage as the Bachelor.
I think we still
could. For New York.
Around. I think
hey,
New
we
York.
Don't know our New York Bachelor yet.
Could.
So, Trent, if you're out there.
he works here.
He does all, like, our, does yeah. our recaps with yeah, us. So, he's, like, obsessed
gonna get
with the
him.
Show.
We're going to get him.
He was talking to us before about just wanting to go see the show. Is it just Bachelors? Or is there is it just like men and women, or is there a is there a bachelorette at any of the stops, or is it just like
starting out we have the Bachelor because that's how the franchise started, you know,
right,
you started
right.
with
I just didn't know if it was like mixed at all depending
no,
on the city.
Well, hopefully one day people please come and buy tickets and see us, because if it goes great, we would love to keep it going. And of course at the I'm all for like women's empowerment and like go girls, so I would love to see some bachelorettes in the future.
That would be awesome.
And where can people buy tickets once again so they know?
It's all on bachelorliveonstage.com.
Love it.
I'm excited.
I'm very excited. We're definitely going
to
come, by the way, when it's
love
in New York.
That.
I have to see this live on stage.
I know.
I feel like I'm going to get like a little bit of secondhand embarrassment.
I might have to go twice. I know you guys are like, you have a show in New Jersey that's like right by my hometown.
Come
so maybe I'll just go home and hang out and go to that show also. That's super exciting. Were you guys approached to do this, or like how did you guys get involved with the project?
The first. Yeah, back in like May, Warner Brothers called.
Okay.
And they're like, hey, this is this idea we have. And they really sold me on this idea of like, you just said it, secondhand embarrassment. Like like living through contestants on stage and not being able to pause your TV and not being able to walk away. Like you had to sit in it.
Right.
And I was like, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Like the experiential part of The Bachelor, it's like fun for me. And you know, through social media and stuff, we're already getting that. And so now we get to sit in the audience. And so they said, hey, this is the idea. Would you want to do it? And at first, I was like, it's still a little confusing.
Right.
But of course. Like, it seems fun. It's a good way to see the country.
Right.
Meet a ton of people.
Exactly. And people want to see you guys just because you are you.
Yeah. Well, I think most girls want to come to see Ben. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
I'm getting old, guys.
Yeah.
And you're taken now.
Yeah.
Very taken.
Very
true.
So did you guys were friends before this? So how did you jump onto it?
So... Well, the first time I ever heard about it was I think it was on Hannah's finale where they announced it. And I was kind of like everyone else. I was like, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
I had no idea. And then some time had passed and I got a call from the same people and they were like, hey, we really want to co-host for Ben. Like, we'd love to get you into a meeting to kind of pitch this to you. And so I went into the meeting being like, it seemed weird because I was like, oh, are you asking these people to get engaged in 2 hours? Because that's not going to work.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't think I can get behind that.
Yeah.
But once they really brought it to life and they showed us like what the staging and everything, they really brought it to life. I was like, how could I say no to this? Because first of all, Ben is probably like the best person they could have picked as host. And the fact that this is the first time ever that it's happening, I'm like, there's no way I could say no. If it's a chance to, like Ben said, tour the country because I'm selfish and I want to see all the cities, and give back to the fans and like interact with people every night and hopefully have some comedy and fun and maybe, you know, some romance. I'm like, heck yeah. And I knew I would regret if I didn't say yes. So right away I was like, okay, sign me up.
Yeah. It's cool and I'm excited because I know you guys announced that like Connor is going to be the Bachelor and for like one of the LA show. So
sorry, Connor, the one time I made fun of him and he knew.
Yeah, it's okay. but I feel like, you know, girls are going to be like applications will be flying.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be insane.
Well, yeah, we have Connor.
Yeah.
We announced Diggy in Chicago.
Oh my God, right.
We're going to have.
Derek should be the one in New York.
Well, we're trying. But
if it's Derek,
no,
I'm signing up my friend
Trent
Jen
is.
Right now.
I sent Derek a text this morning and said, why are you not our Bachelor for New York? So we'll see. He hasn't responded yet.
Which, he would be the.
It was really my first thought. He works here, obviously. Yeah. Yeah. He lives like in this neighborhood. Yeah. So
damn, that would
he
be
would
a
be a good one. And
your friends would be.
And, oh man, if I my friend's been asking me to get her in contact with him for so long,
yeah.
to the point where if I was like, "You're gonna have to do this performance to meet him," she would do it. So
wow, dedication.
Jen.
Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Please make that happen.
Yeah, all right, Derek. I think you got to do it. You don't have a choice.
We should just announce him, and then he has no choice.
Right, like we'll just leak it. I'll leak. Yeah, we'll leak it.
If he backs out, then he looks like
If he backs out,
no choice.
It'd be very funny.
All right. Well, I want to talk about this season of The Bachelor, of course, and also your guys' time on The Bachelor because it has changed so much. Mm-hmm. Obviously, with social media, even though social media was a thing, I feel like every year it gets crazier and crazier. And yes. I want to know if you guys think that anyone is actually there for the right reasons. Like, what is the answer to that question?
This season, you got to sift through a lot. Yes, I think that there are a couple girls who are definitely into him. There's something there. There's also the majority who is just like going off the walls and going crazy. It's tough because every year, like you said, social media has been around for so long. And I think when I went on Ari's season, I didn't know what to expect. I went on being like, okay, yeah, like at the end of this, you could find love. We'll see. But I went in being like, okay, I'm definitely going to find some friends, make some great friendships. I'm hopefully going to get far enough where I can travel.
Right.
But there's like all these other things. It's not just like, oh, I'm all in. I'm for sure going to get engaged. Like, yeah. I don't think that's anyone's initial like goal. Because you have no idea. You have no idea what to expect until you're face to face with that person. So, yeah, every year we say like, who's here for the right reasons? I think the right reasons are there for some of them, but there's also a lot more opportunity and distractions that come from it. And that's just the beast of the burden these days.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's interesting that social media is like, it is a topic with The Bachelor this year. I don't know why. I mean, I don't know what's changed, but it does feel like there's a whole new element to the show.
Way more because you're scrolling back into everybody's pages that you're seeing these girls interact now. I think that's the biggest telltale sign is you're seeing who is friends with who now, so you're kind of seeing where the show goes.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird.
Well, and we saw it on Paradise. Everyone was already sliding into the DMs well before that actually took place. So in that regard, like there was no genuine connection or meeting. It was all everyone knew each other. They kind of buddied up. It's just a weird world that I think the show is now trying to figure out how to navigate it.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It is hard. I mean, I'm currently convinced that I don't think this is going to work for Pete this time around. Maybe he'll get another shot. We'll see what happens. But I just feel like these girls are kind of eating him alive.
Yeah.
And I know it's hard. And some of these girls, like, I feel for him because he wants to, like, it's hard because he wants to show that he cares that these girls are here for him. But I'm sure he knows that, like, not all of them are in love with him right now. It's like, but then he can't be like, oh, I'm going to keep her even though she's here because she wants to have, you know, be famous after the show. Yeah. After the show.
Well, and it's hard too because being the lead, and I'm sure Ben can agree, there's so much you don't see.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're living in the mansion with all the people, you see everything go down. But when you're the lead, like you're only seeing what's right in front of you because you're not living with them. And so he's only basing it off of what he hears. And then right now, which unfortunately it's a lot of, oh, she said, which he's just trying to sift through. It's like, I said it on the Bachelor Happy Hour podcast. We called it, I think, Poor Peter, like, because all these things are happening to him. And at this point, though, like, he kind of
needs
been
calling
to put
him
his
Pure Peter. Like, he's just so, he's just, he
but he
tries.
Needs to put his foot down. He needs to put his foot down a bit more, like, not, he can't keep allowing the drama to happen and condoning it. Because he's kind of like, okay, well, Alea can come back because, like, all these different
things. Why is that allowed?
Yeah. I mean, he can do whatever he wants at the end of the day.
There's no rules, but
yeah.
No take backs, Peter.
Yeah.
Just saying. How hard is it for you guys to remember everybody's names?
So the first night for me was interesting because you're so nervous. And I think you kept using the word, it's hard. It's so hard.
Yeah.
Well, it is hard. Like, you're just a normal dude or a normal girl trying to, like, stand in front of a bunch of really good-looking people going, this, if this was any other situation, you would not feed that into me. Yeah. But yeah. tonight we're going to fake it like I
right,
matter.
Right, right.
And it, so like you try to navigate that and put on a good face through the whole thing. But that first night, I was so nervous I was going to forget somebody's name because I thought they would use that against me. I'm going to call somebody the wrong name. And some – I forget her name now.
Oh, wow. A little ironic.
Yeah. But she called me out on night one. We sat down at one of those like little couches outside. She goes, what's my name? And I was like, you can't do this to me. Yeah. This is a terrible –
That is actually
like,
just really mean.
That's just so mean. Yeah. But I did word association games. So they get out of the –
That's the name you'll never remember, by the way. But that one was doomed from the beginning.
Definitely. She was off the show that night. She like girls that get out of the limo in like a red dress. She'd be like, red dress, her name, and this is what she did for me. So like hopefully I kept it together. But it's so hard.
I mean, I'm the wrong person to ask because I got Jason's name wrong week three. Right. So I just have a very bad memory when it comes. I tried to do the name association game, and I just failed miserably for several
weeks.
Are
the producers not have a sheet on hand being like, it's Lexi?
Everyone asks how long the roast ceremonies take that first night because you see them leaving the next day when it's
right. It was broad daylight for Pete this year. Yeah.
So it does take a while. You know, they do have their system where they'll give you a couple names. And for me, I needed to see photos because I needed to be like, okay, who's where are they standing?
Because I wanted to make eye contact.
Yeah, I
want to
make sure I'm looking in the right general direction. It gets easier as you go on because, of course, you're starting to spend more time. But yeah, for someone who I asked for name tags for everyone the first night, and they wouldn't let me have the guys wear them. Apparently, it looked bad on TV. But
that's a fair question.
Well, we were talking about even for the live show. I was like, can we have name tags for all the girls? Because we're going to have 10 new girls every single night.
Right.
And I think we're getting them.
That's smart. Pretty sure.
I would say you guys should have
put your foot down, Becky. Sure. Get those name tags.
Like, nice. It will be bad and for him if he's on stage and the girl's like, you don't know my name. It's been 1 minute.
It would be kind of funny if you guys had the like, hi, my name is.
Write something about yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I think it probably helps everybody in that situation. You guys are also both podcasting all the time. Tell everyone where they can listen.
It's your podcast is great, by the way. Yeah. I mean that.
Thank you.
And I've got to watch you like just grow, and it's awesome. It's fun to watch.
Thank you.
And I did meet Trent at one point. I don't know if he ever told you this, but Trent found me on a golf course.
Of course.
So
he was on a golf course.
Yeah. But so I do the Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio and Ashley Iaconetti. We've done it for a little over two years now. It's been like this weird experiment that we thought was going to like put some food on the table for 2 years and or for a year or a couple months. And it's just been awesome.
Yeah.
Bachelor Nation's so supportive. It's wild.
Bachelor Nation has helped us a lot too, honestly. Yeah. They've become dedicated fans of our podcast as well. Yours, so many Bachelor podcasts, but they listen to them all because they need everybody's opinion.
And Bachelor Happy Hour you guys have been doing, which is awesome.
Yeah, I just started, so I'm very fresh meat in that world. But yeah, it's the official Bachelor podcast, which is fun because it's obviously the first time that they've done that. And
you guys don't have to fight for guests when you're the official
Bachelor
podcast.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like
that's nice.
We finally got Peter next week. We were freaking out. Everyone had him in the beginning, and we were like, of course they have him. It's the official Bachelor podcast.
Yeah. But you want to know what? It's good that he comes halfway through because at this point, a lot of his press has probably died down a bit. Yeah. So this is a good moment to have his take now that
he's about to split his forehead.
And we have
a moment
to talk about.
Yeah, we have 5 hours of the show next week. Apparently,
you guys are gonna, and it's I've seen it. It's a good one. You guys have a lot to talk about.
Boy.
I'm not giving anything.
Just a hint of like Wednesday. Is it about Pete cutting his head? Can you say that?
I'm going to say.
Definitely cannot.
I'm going to tell everyone that you are not going to want to miss the reenactment that is done of the forehead. It is a good one.
Oh,
so
they're
going to
do it dramatically.
So it is next week.
And I knew the forehead was next week. There was no way we were getting five episodes without horrible injury.
He said it was where they were trapped, which is where they're going to.
And it was kind of in the preview, the ambulance shot, and somebody yelled, Peter, like it.
But knowing there's a reenactment means that the producers did some fantastic editing,
they're
or the editors.
Some very interesting work this week.
Well, it happened on a day off. So they have the reenactment and then they have actual footage. So you
because the news broke when it actually happened.
Yeah. Right.
So we had seen that they, you know, weren't the girls day weren't
off
there.
Golfing, yeah. That's just incredible. Like, you just had the day off to golf.
Okay, we don't get many days off. I will say, like, so when you can take it and they're like, what do you want to do? You just want to do the most normal thing that you can enjoy without cameras. I mean, he still had cameras.
I think oh, so you could pick something that you want to do on your day off, and they'll like help you out.
I don't remember having a day off.
I had one day off.
And did you dirty then? I had a day off.
Just the workhorse. Yeah. Grind, man. Keep going.
Well, I only had a day off because it was during Hometowns Week, and Blake and Colton both lived in Denver, and so we didn't have to travel. Usually you would travel in between. So I had not even a full day, it was a half day, because we still did do all these pickups and stuff, but they were like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I'm going to be basic, and I'm going to get a massage, and I'm going to go shopping. And I actually, it's so funny because now our official sponsor for the tour is Kendra Scott. And
shout out Kendra Scott.
We love Kendra Scott.
We love you guys. Yeah, we went
the other day.
Gorgeous. Right.
They love you too.
Love that New York store.
But yeah, so when I had my day off, I spent probably 3 hours of it in a Kendra Scott store. And my credit card hated me. But it was worth it.
You had a great day.
Worth it. Yeah, it was
so worth it.
I felt normal. It was great.
That sounds amazing. Well, this has been a blast. I wish we could talk with you guys for hours. You guys have to come back. Bring Garrett next time. You said that
he's so mad. He's
bring Jess.
Here.
Bring Jess.
She's a good time too. I promise.
Of course, of course. And everybody, if you want tickets to the show, if you want to check out the show, it's BachelorLiveOnStage.com. Get tickets. We're gonna go. Of course, now because we have to see this. Like this, just
we're on
like
three
so
different.
Fun.
So we all have our own tour bus. So please show up early and just come hang out on the tour bus because I'm really excited to feel like really cool. Like, hey, come on my bus.
Yeah. I'm excited to feel cool. That on a tour bus.
Like, we have
that's
groupies.
Amazing.
It's weird.
Yeah.
So oh, that's exciting.
Come hang out.
Oh boy. All right. We'll definitely be there.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
All right, that wraps up today's episode. Like we said in the beginning, we have a very Bachelor-heavy week. We're interviewing Pete this week. And, of course, we have the two episodes. Thursday's episode is going to be insane, guys. We'll talk to you then. Live my life.